Amen. Let me take a few questions. A few questions, if there are. We welcome every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. And turn to your neighbor and just tell your neighbor you are welcome to God's presence. Tell four people around you. Four people around you. Four people around you. And the online members from around the world, can we wave to them? Can we wave to them? What do we say? Say very loud. Shalom. God bless you. If I mention one country and not mention the other, they will fire me, say you did not mention our country. So all over the world, what do we say? Shalom to the bride of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Yes, sister.
Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Pastor, my question is, okay, you once taught us that before you get to the level of perfection, I mean, as in the status of perfection is charity, and that without it, you cannot make heaven.
Sure.
And on Sunday, you said that we have the good children of God and the bad children of God.
Sure.
And that we all will go to heaven, and that when we get there, the bad ones will not have authority to rule also.
Yes.
And my question is, the bad ones,
yep,
since you cannot get to the level of if you don't get to the status of perfection, as they are bad, can they have charity in them and still make heaven? Or if, as far as that, they're called the children of God, can they, I don't know.
Listen, church, we are talking about perfection. So we are in Matthew chapter 5. The Lord Jesus Christ said, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Perfection there is maturity. You must mature. You cannot remain a baby Christian always. And this is how you grow. You add to your faith knowledge. Knowledge. Add to it temperance. Add to it like that until you reach that cap of charity. You are supposed to grow. And remember that one who is not matured, you cannot commit responsibility into their hands. So, you see, when it comes to salvation, church, when I was teaching on eternal security, it is opportunity to give somebody confidence, more faith, so that you can have a better relationship with your Heavenly Father. Not as a servant, not as a slave, not as one you will walk with just fear, as if tomorrow he will disown you and then throw you to hell. Now, I am expecting that when you come to the realization that you are a child of God and that you are an eternal being, that realization will also help you to know how to walk with God. It gives you a confidence that makes you go through this earth under any condition. Nothing will distract you, because there is a better hope you have than anything on this earth to distract you. And that you should know that whatever you are now, as far as salvation is concerned, is by the mercy of God. So you will be proud if you catch that understanding. Now let me just quickly show you something, for instance, about the mercy of God. And these things are there to teach us something. Let's open Matthew chapter 1, verse 5. Matthew chapter 1. Now first, verse 1, so that you understand it more. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, You want to trace the lineage of Jesus. Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then from verse 2, Abraham begat Isaac. Trace it now. And Isaac begat Jacob. And Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. And Judas begat Phares and Zara of Tamar. And Phares begat Esrom. And Esrom begat Aram. And Aram begat Aminadab. And Aminadab begat Naason. And Naason begat Salmon. Watch it from verse 5 now. And Salmon. See, there is an emphasis that is laid in this verse 5. Catch this emphasis. And Salmon begat Boaz. And he mentioned his mama's name. What is the name of the mother? Who is Rahab? The harlot. In Jericho. A harlot is the lineage of Jesus. Salmon married that woman after they conquered that city of Jericho and speared that harlot by the name of Rahab. Watch it again. And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, a Gentile Ruth. He mentioned the mama of Obed so that you will know that it was the woman was not even part of the children of Abraham. A Gentile woman. And then, see it again. And Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David the king. And David the king begat Solomon. He mentioned the mama of her that had been the wife of Uriah. David killed her husband and married her. Despite the number of wives that he had, it is this woman that he murdered the husband to marry her that God chose for Christ to come through that lineage. Mercy. Mercy. So when you are saying crucify him, kill Judas, kill this one, kill this, did he commit the worst sin? If anything at all, son of perdition is one that leads people to destruction. That's the meaning. Okay? Achan, because of the sin Achan committed, so many Jews, Israelites, died under Joshua in the battle of Ai. Because he brought their curse into the camp, he brought defeat. Therefore, we can say Achan was a son of perdition. Okay? Now, also, we have, David. David is referred to as the man after God's own heart. One day, David decided, contrary to the commandment of God, to number Israel. And for doing it, it was not David that died. 70,000 Jews died by that pestilence caused by David. So David too is a son of perdition. David did something for 70,000 to die. Innocent people. Judas, only one person to die. One Jew to die, Jesus. David, 70,000 died. So who is the son of perdition? Why are you facing Judas and not facing David also? Praise God. So that you'll understand mercy. Praise the Lord. Yes, let me hear you.
Church, praise the Lord. Pastor, I came all the way from Port Harcourt to worship here today.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Yeah. I have some question to ask. I was asked that question in Port Harcourt after taking them from Genesis to Revelation, and that particular question was very hard for me to answer. And I said in my heart that I will come and meet you, you as my spiritual father.
You are welcome.
The question said that from the brother, they were arguing the book of this Bible of being formulated by some certain group of people and being used to reap some people from their wealth. That if I can be able to tell them what happened to John the Revelator, how he was taken to the island of Patmos, and there he wrote the book of Revelation. Now I was asked, those who wanted to kill him, after trying to kill him and he did not die, they have to carry him to island of Patmos. And he began to ask me, I supposed to know how an island look like, where you see only land at the middle of the sea and without any boats. Anyone that are dropped there is condemned already and is supposed to die. Now the question is that he said, we said that the book of Revelation was written by John and that God gave him that at that island of Malta, Patmos. Now they carry him by boat and drop him there. After leaving him, who gave him the book and pen he used in writing? And after writing, who carried him out from there back to the land? I was unable to answer that question. That I see that we are just deceiving people.
Praise the Lord. What he's telling you to do is to go to the history of John. Certainly, there is the history of how he got there and how he got the materials to write what he wrote and how he came out of that place. Certainly, the history will be there. But for sure, we have no argument that John was one of the disciples of Jesus Christ. Now, that man will ask the same question to tell you that how do you believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again? What is the proof? Were you there? How did it? It's all history. What makes you believe that? And on and on. When you meet scoffers, they will ridicule salvation. There are even some that go as far as saying there is no God. The problem with us is that we cannot discuss salvation with anyone that is not ready for salvation. So tell him, me too, I cannot explain, but somehow God has caused me to believe it. I believe it. Why I believe it, I don't know, but I believe it. If you say I am following, I am being deceived. The question I will ask is, what am I losing in believing it? If you can show me what I am losing in believing this Bible, I will drop it. But I can show you what that hope, the hope that Bible has given me. So if you say that I am following empty hope, wait until we get there. But even if I get there and I don't see anything, I have lost nothing. Because that book has caused me to live an upright life. I'm satisfied with it. God bless you. Oh, Brother David, David Nobel, you wanted to contribute to a question that was asked. Yes.
Praise the Lord. It's concerning other brother from Port Harcourt. Okay. A brother from Port Harcourt that you say there are some scoffers that asked about John the apostle. That how did the message, how did he was able to, you know, concern the gospel because of those. I'm not saying because of the scoffers, but for the benefit of our brethren, I really want to know concern that brother. John the apostle, he was there on the island of Patmos. Whichever way he ended, the thing there is that Acts of Apostles made us to know that Philip was preaching to an Ethiopian man. After the preaching, he got disappeared. The same power yesterday is the same today and forever. And even for the message to get to the people, Moses was not there when God created the heaven. But God gave him a revelation of how the heaven was created. So everybody that have a Holy Ghost, God will give them a revelation of how the message came. So that is why I want to
God bless you. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord.